Einsame, das
Wie hieß die Erotik des Geräuschs, glaube ich, alle möglichen Aspekte von Geräuschen einer Fabrik oder einer, ich glaube, Druckerei oder sowas.
Diese spezifische Stimmung, ja. So ein bisschen das Einsame, das Rauschmachen, das dann schon immer anders ist. Ja, irgendwie finde ich beides einsam. Das stimmt, obwohl auch wenn jemand dann sagt, ja, du hast auch diesen Sendung, ich kann sagen, aber dann eine andere Million, die hat er nicht. Das ist, finde ich, abstrakt. Ich denke, ich bin einsam. Das fühlt sich so an.
Weil das ist ja das Tolle am Radio, dass das Visuelle nicht da ist. Den Klang zu konzentrieren und in diesen verschiedenen Zusammenhängen den irgendwie einzuordnen. Gewissermaßen über den Klang erzeugen muss. Das alles erklärt. Und das hat eben in der Sendung, fand ich, toll funktioniert.
Beides einsam, das stimmt. Obwohl, auch wenn mir jemand dann sagt, ah, du hast auch diese Sendung, dann sagt er, wir haben eine andere Million, die hat er nicht. Das ist für mich abstrakt, ich denke, ich bin schon so. Das fühlt sich so an. Das Tollste oder mein Lieblingsmoment war, als ich dann am Morgen früh aufstand, kontrollierte, ob alles läuft. Und dann kam da dieses, das so gehüpft über den Namen Oswald und dann plötzlich die Tage. Und dann schaltete es zurück ins Studio und schwuppsdiwupps begann ein kanadischer
Mirage.
Das war natürlich anders herum angepackt, es waren zwei Blockwerke und das war ganz gezielt auf die Freiräume.
The Internet,
Mirage.
Auf jeden Fall war das ganz toll und es war auch das Tolle, weil wir unterwegs sind, wo gerade die Sonne aufgeht.
Ja.
Ansonsten gibt's das ja gar nicht. Das kennen ja Leute gar nicht.
There was just this flurry of events that were specifically referring to a kind of 100-year anniversary and then wondering, well, what's the future for radio? So
ich glaube Mirage Kino.
Or maybe the dream of the internet isn't I do think that taking a while to catch up and people are just like, hey, come on, we need some media over here. Especially for a national broadcast.
And then a number of artists started very different exercise forms of transmission in order to enable interactive artworks,
and so that kind of caused some people to turn more towards
kind of transmission. And in part, I think it's because the site of volatility has shifted in the practice,
in the relationship.
Maybe as a sideline.
I mean, for me, radio art is kind of one of the most important things about it is that no matter which possible form we're talking about, whether we're talking about broadcast or installation or performance or whatever, there's a level of unpredictability and volatility that you can't, like, there's no pretending that you actually have 100% control over the situation. And I feel like that is enhanced over some other form within transmitters. And I mean, it's really a feature of radio, working with radio, is this unpredictability. And so even in a broadcast setting where you know the transmitter is 100% sure because it's the national transmitter or whatever,
how to build your own
you still have no idea under which conditions people are listening. And if you're in a small space where you know you're all sharing those conditions to listen, then you also have no idea how the transmission is going to be affected by bodies walking around or whatever.
Und das ist so ein, für mich so eine tolle Geografie, also eine aktuelle Geografie, weil es einerseits
die akustischen Informationen auch.
Ähnliche Zustände herstellen. Das fand ich immer sehr ein tolles globales Gefühl.
Ja.
Dinge. Es war.
When I was trying to think about this a little while ago, that's sort of the only, I was trying to think of what are these characteristics that are shared. And it's not even that radio art is even always audible. I mean, sometimes it's about, creating interference or, I don't know, I feel like that this is really the one characteristic I can tie to all of my radio exploits, is this sense of unpredictability.
Meinst du allgemein für Dinge oder jetzt diese speziellen Stücke?
A lot of people who only just peripherally use radio art. Radio art kind of went dormant for a little while with all of these people who use specifically the transmission as their main. Some people transition from one thing to the other, like people who used to work a lot with radio are no longer working with radio really at all.
Das ist eine gute Frage.
And radio art kind of went dormant for a little while.
Peripherally use radio art kind of put in the same camp with all of these people who use specifically the transmission as their main form.
Das eine andere Form ist als die man mittlerweile normal.
And radio art kind of went dormant for a little while. Specifically with transmission. Transition from one thing to the other. Work a lot with radio. Radio transmission.
Das ist eine gute Frage. Bildvertonung oder sowas. Für Radio Play hält oder so, das ist einfach ein anderes.
Radio.
Abstrakt, dass man in dem gewissermaßen so etwas wie Malerei sieht.
In radio art kind of went dormant for a little while.
Der flüchtige Charakter des Radios hat eine eindeutige einen anderen Standard hat oder eine andere Form des Experimentierens und so weiter. Das ist eine gute Frage.
Radio people who use specifically the transmission as their main form. Transition from one thing to the other. A lot with radio. And radio art kind of went dormant for a little while. A lot of people who only just peripherally use radio are kind of.
Die ist vollkommen verschwunden.
Specifically with transmission.
Das hat sich ja total verändert.
Sure.
Ist eigentlich ja hauptsächlich in.
No, I feel like, again, those sorts of things are just so outside of my control. I'm not too worried about them. I mean, in terms of the artistic process, if I'm doing something, quote, live in the studio, then there's going to be a more improvised, it'll be probably fairly improvised on my end. Versus something that I know is I'm not even attempting to do live, then I, you know, I'll usually sit down and really compose things quite a bit more. But in the end, it is a really tricky thing to even speak of live radio, because so many radio stations have this delay feature built in. So, you know, even if it's just a semantic quibble, you are technically 7 seconds away from being live. But in terms of the liveness of this is what I like about doing an installed performance or performed installation, however you want to put it, where I spend like a day or two hanging radios and setting up a listening environment. And but then, I mean, for me, the liveness make sounds in it for 45 minutes or so while people are all there to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if quite a bit of what I'm mixing, if something is really just like hitting someone's ears as soon as I make the sound, that I really kind of give myself. I really like using theremin a lot, but I can't use that ever in a live setting with a radio transmitter, because the radio transmitter renders the theremin useless. So
it's so sexy.
It just makes one sound when you've got a radio transmitter on.
Oh God.
So I often have to pre-sample that, and then I sort of see those as.
Räumlich
kind of being these like it becomes like a musical field recording that I'm mixing in with other things.
That's so schrecklich.
But yeah, even if a lot of those parts are pre-recorded, there's definitely still a live feeling to the visualization, and
yeah,
I'm making spontaneous choices, responding to the audience, responding to the feeling of the day or the evening, to shape.
Also furchtbar. So kein Gefühl für Räumlichkeit.
Absolutely, yeah, because some days they're very quiet and some days they're entirely out of control. So it can be really varied in terms of like how much environment you're kind of competing with.
Kurzhörspiel, das klingt einfach fürchterlich amateurhaft. Wissen kann. Das ist. Oh Gott, ey, das ist so. Also ich muss. Ja, grauen. Also furchtbar. Ich sag, ich möchte bitte gute Sprecher haben. Ein Hörspiel ist sofort scheiße, wenn der Sprecher scheiße ist.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Machen, was du willst.
The problem was Skype.
Ja, weil scheinbar. Ach so, weil es gibt nämlich so ein Programm, das heißt, glaube ich, Flower Power oder irgendwie so ähnlich. Ja, damit kann man doch auch solche Sachen aufnehmen, oder? Ja. Okay. Ja. Jetzt muss ich mal kurz überlegen. Also Radio ist auch ganz viel drin. Ansonsten gibt es ja gar nicht. Weil mich interessiert total das Medium Hörspiel. Das kennen ja Leute gar nicht.
It's something not to try. Again, it's a question of not trying to have control, but trying to play,
yeah,
play with it, to play with the circumstances, to play with the.
Uh-huh.
The radio environment, and on the one hand it's something that I use a lot of,
yeah,
radio phonic sounds in a musical way, but it's also the sense that the whole radiophonic system that I construct or that I try to design is just sort of an elaborate way to try to play with these waves that are floating around already. Can't help but want to just fiddle with it a little more, whereas if something is really just like hitting someone's ears as soon as I make the sound, then I really kind of give myself over to that in that moment.
Meinst du, früher war das jetzt Picknick? Da kannst du noch so tolle Klänge draufpacken. Oder sonst. Dann was weiß ich. Also ein Radio mitnehmen. Instrument ist ein Echtzeitmedium. Mit dem Radio. Also Radio ist. Fernsehen gegenüber. Und so. Aber es ist für mich etwas, was aus der Radiotradition kommt.
But I mean, for me, the liveness, it manifests in different ways. I mean, I certainly enjoy arriving at the station with a lot of ways to make sound and ideas in my head.
That's really, I'm in the communication and culture
really
department.
Enjoy that the most, I think, in that situation. I'm using radio art as a research form to consider some questions in communication theory and about transmission more broadly.
One of those questions is this
sort of classic face-off in communication theory between broadcast and dialogue. And in the past, people have considered dialogue to always be the most sort of desired communication form, with broadcast being a somehow like more promiscuous and kind of less less desired secondary choice. And the dream there is that through dialogue, you will achieve some kind of total union with the other, this total knowledge, this total, that the two become one somehow through dialogue. Of course, that actually never happens, which everybody else admits. And so it's this sort of failed enterprise, this over and over again, we have this mortal desire to communicate that fails, or it's only partially possible.
Kollektive Wahrnehmung
and so what I'm interested in is proposing ideas around transception as a kind of third model.
Im Kino oder sonst wie sich anhört.
Transception.
Das Tolle am Radio ist eben,
it's the English translation of Brecht's ideas, but I actually feel
die
like
I'm
trying
das,
to develop the idea some more.
And
part of what it is to think about relationships not merely on a one-to-one or on a point-to-point basis, but to think of them happening in these kinds of complex circular forms. And I think community radio, for instance, is a really good example of a transceptive form.
So, Hörkulisse ist oder irgendwas, was korrespondiert künstlerisch mit dem Programm, was gesendet wird.
People engage in all sorts of communication, and there is
was für mich immer noch sehr stark mit dem Radio verbunden
device,
sein könnte.
That's the pretext for it, but in fact, now where sort of the real radio is happening is in this complex series of 300 of relationships that people have, like as listeners, as possible. Radio
and that piece is very much about
programmers
to set up
in the sort of interplay of people chatting on the street about shows that they heard or
kind of engulfed
about events that happen that sort of surround those transmissions. So I just sort of like bring on chaos, it's kind of what happens.
Touch radios and
sein könnte.
And the radios respond to them, but not in a kind of one-to-one interaction way, but, you know, as bodies are moving through the array, then it causes these
but
weird interference in other parts of the array.
Feel like
so it's that kind of complex series of relations. That,
I mean, there within radio art, you can kind of talk about,
and as a result, like, through the kind of like research, like, through
things
that drift
more
towards his research work, part of what I've been discovering is this. Thinking a lot more about
audio
phenomenology and
radio format,
traditional radio format,
fractured communication,
other sorts of works that are more
kind of the best state possible,
manipulating the electromagnetic spectrum, more interesting waves, and so between those two poles, there's really quite a lot of variation. But I don't always. I don't
and
know,
the other
same
thing
that
I'm interested in
is I'm trying to overcome the
images
that I feel like
on the radio
continue to swirl around
radio,
which is that.
Oh,
I have a hard time
communication
right
now.
We're trying to overcome distance and time. And I'm actually really interested in listening to distance and feeling time. Like I actually want to experience those things. I don't really want to eliminate them. So I'm interested in how that can be accomplished through different sorts of spatialization and through these, you know, trying to propose these more empathic relationships between things that you hear on the radios, like the little radios, and people that you can't see, and trying to hear bodies in the system, and that sort of thing. So.
Also eine geistähnliche Wahrnehmung kommt auch sehr nah ran an diesen pathologischen Zustand von Stimmenhören.
I mean, the nice thing is that they really have, like, they've really tried to embrace this term.
So we proposed that at that time,
taken 50 years in the future, there would be possible to transmit pure emotion. And as a result, they definitely
not audio, but actually like television
and different other kinds of wireless.
And that there would be, on the one hand, this.
Whereas I feel like as a radio artist,
this device maybe slightly more purity caps that would be dropped.
In this, but I don't know. I have big environment by then start doing reassuring
capillaries
and
pulling it
out and
dropping
it. Like the lower continent, and getting people hooked on the
Jamaica
channel so that they wouldn't try to come up north and use up all the lingering resources. But that meanwhile, there might also be this ability of people to begin to develop a kind of low-grade tele-empathy with those devices. So. I spent so much time listening to radio and listening to sounds between stations, and that there are lots of other people who spend lots of time listening to sounds between stations because they're either ham radio
also
operators,
because I've been reading about all
searching for intelligent life in
the universe
and
meteorites,
I'm interested in that kind of doomed enterprise.
I don't know if you've heard some of this stuff. I should send you the link. It's beautiful.
You know the way in which those are
basically hearing very
micro granular radio stations
and
rebounding.
What
of meteorite and then hitting them if
like
antenna
for yourself
from out there in the world, but if you
langsame,
actually want to hear something that was foreign.
So eine Antenne hält.
Anyway, and along the way I've discovered that the spectrum is a really messy place, and even though, you know, it's a very neat looking little diagram when you look at the description of the electromagnetic spectrum, I hear all kinds of strange stuff all the time that I have no idea where it's from, and people can't tell me where it's from, and they're like, oh, maybe that's some sort of packet exchange, maybe that's a sympathetic frequency from something that's much higher up on the spectrum, or like, it's a really messy place out there. And so
aber
any discussion of it being discrete real estate that's for sale by the state is kind of bullshit.
So
that's been a pretty interesting thing
to talk about. Also es war so klein, dieses Ding, fast wie so eine Wand, die man sich ins Ohr packt. Moderation ist auch ein großes Plus des bezahlten Radiosenders. Komplett in andere Welten abdriften. Also auch, indem ich in diesen Zwischenzonen der Radiostation auf der Mittelwelle oder sowas herumgedreht habe. Ich habe davon auch Aufnahmen gemacht früher.
About how the spectrum is a discursive entity, and it's like, yeah, that's really true. It's not like something they discovered, it's something that was constructed to try to talk about.
Von diesem
a territory that
Bewegung.
That we know to practice is I don't even know what that would be yet, but
yeah.
It just occurs to me that like it's pretty available. Like the dial is quite available out there.
Good. Und auch ein gewisser gesunder Faktor der des Zufalls. Also.
Yeah, there's a lot of space here too.
Although
I have to say, you know, I was helping a friend set up an installation where he wanted to use the radio from the 1920s, and so we need to get an AM transmitter for that. And AM transmission is really fatiguing to be around. I think it's quite a lot harder on your body actually than FM transmission.
So, Radiointeressierte und Radiokünstler zusammenzubringen, diesen sozialen Charakter. Es gibt auch so Netzwerke davon, ne?
That makes sense.
Und ich glaube, die haben auch eben Interesse dran, die Leute auch zusammenzubringen.
Yeah, it's really a hard thing about using radios. People always want to touch them and they always want to take them away. Like I have lost so many radios over the years. It's getting better though. I find I'm sort of installing in situations where that's less of an issue. Huh. But especially when you're using anything interesting, like I just did a piece recently with some vintage radios, and you know, even though it's kind of a quasi-gallery concert setting, people were really wanting to touch the radios and really like, so, where did you get these from? I was like, get your hands off my radio. Amplitude modulation, like you're pushing out these pulses of electricity that are higher than what you do with FM, and just proximity to it over time, it kind of cooks your little cells a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like anything over 1 or 2 watts is just too hot to listen to if you're in your system all day long. I mean, I'm also really interested in the materiality of radio culture. Like, I really do enjoy collecting these different kinds of old radios and constructing pieces and historical sounding pieces around certain eras of radio.
Aber ich finde, dass es das zu eng fasst.
So, I mean, I don't really have any statistics on that, but I do know that people have said that AM is more intense than FM, and I figure it must be because it's the amplitude that modulates instead of the frequency, but that's just my theory. I haven't actually looked into it.
Das fand ich toll. Die Kunst, die sozusagen, oder ein künstlerisches Stück, das fürs Radio geschaffen wird, wird mit einem anderen Denken an den Hörer geschaffen, glaube ich.
Run off with the antenna.
Sprachelemente auf. Also das Radio eigentlich wie ein Musikinstrument benutzen. Vor allem nachts durchwandern dieses Frequenzspektrum. Das wäre noch toller, ja. Der Tatsache stattfand, dass es ein flüchtiges Medium ist. Das soll ich hier beim Radio, das ist halt so ein bisschen traurig. Bei diesem einmal will ich irgendwie versuchen, den Hörer mitzunehmen oder so. Ich glaube, dann komponiere ich das anders.
Okay, so maybe we need to have a whole bunch of artists on bicycles. 100 people on bicycles at all times. Pedal harder! It's hard!
Würde ich sagen, ich habe Radio Art, also...
Yes, we're having galley slaves, we have transmitter slaves. Row! Row!
Ursprünglich immer noch das Bewusstsein des Radios als flüchtiges Medium, also als etwas, das in der Echtzeit passiert und danach nicht mehr abzurufen ist. Das ist, glaube ich, zumindest immer noch in der Ästhetik versteckt, dieses Ding.
Ja,
ich bin noch da.
That sounds good. Oh, fantastic.
Das Radio ist im Grunde in dem Fall dann eigentlich nur eine technische Manifestierung dieses pathologischen Zustands. Wenn jemand sagt, ich höre Stimmen. Ich habe ein Interview geführt mit einer Frau, und die meinte, ich bin eigentlich wie eine Antenne, die man anpeilen kann. Es beschreibt sich selbst wie ein Radiogerät.
It's kind of unbelievable. I mean,
ja, it's schizophren. Und das ist faszinierend, dass das Medium Radio eine technische Übersetzung ist von Schizophrenie oder von übersinnlicher Wahrnehmung.
Yeah, that's really true.
Und rund um die Uhr läuft und nur das Dumme ist, ich bin meistens Netzradios und sehr stark auf Playlisten.
Etwas enttäuschten Radios da.
Optimiert ist, ja. Also eher und wenn du dann ein Anbieter bist, dann machst du lieber 500 Stationen, als dass du eine Station richtig machst.
Ja. I'm just thinking, wow, that's really going on. You're actually playing like 4 Celine Dion records backwards right now. I'm really turning into the radio lady.
I had no idea that was possible.
Like, somebody called me up recently because they were thinking of using transmission for a show, and they're like, oh, are you the radio lady? And I just imagine myself, you know, when I'm 60, standing around with my fuzzy slippers on, calling my radios in from the outdoors, like, okay, come on, little radios, come in and have dinner. It's like I'm the cat lady, but it's with radios.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, some big transmitter clamped onto my head.
Also ans Ohr halten oder sich im Raum halten und bewegen und dann Echo irgendwie mit dem Echo spielen oder dem Hall.
Ich glaube, dass das Radio lange Zeit auch.
I mean, especially for a little while there in the late 90s, there were not very many of us doing radio art that were in communication with one another, and so we only met by doing stuff together. I have hundreds at this point. I literally have hundreds, so.
Die wir entwickelt haben, also über Mundpropaganda auch.
Und ich fand es immer langweilig.
Und einfach die Soundästhetik war vielen Leuten mehr in so einem DIY-Bereich lag und eher also das Collagenartige war viel vorherrschend, vorherzubestimmen, weil halt die ganzen Boomboxen alle verschieden klingen und Ästhetik vielleicht.
Yes.
Also was für ein Remedium bleibt übrig, wenn alle anderen ausfallen? ja, super.
As long as there's herring and there's sauna, I'll be happy.
nee, das, also Boombox ist eine Sache, die...
Interessant war das Radio immer nur, um zum Beispiel
für einen bestimmten Ort am Alex.
War das Radio immer so zweite Klasse?
Eine U-Bahn-Station.
Ah ja, als ein Medium, das im Grunde für Kunst geschaffen ist.
Also ich glaube, das ist sehr wohl...
Mehr als das Fernsehen.
Oh, nein.
Ein Reisetransmitter. Der Sound ist aber auf jeden Fall auch ziemlich dreckig natürlich und ziemlich schwer zu
Yes.
Etwa 1000 Leute und von denen haben dann so einen Anteil auch ihre eigenen Boxen mitgebracht, weil wir das eben auch dazu aufgerufen haben.
It's a great idea.
Eben das Soundsystem zu erweitern. Elemente, wo man eben mit dem...
Ist es Ihr Freund oder?
Artefakten, mit den Besonderheiten des Raumspiels oder eben der Begrenztheit des Klangs von dem Boombox selber. Also, das ist für die Kultur und halt so ein Objekt, was.
Das hat mir Sebastian erzählt und das finde ich halt total krass.
Aber auch, dass dann das, da muss man schon sich sehr gut auskennen.
Nö.
Und sehr genau hinschauen. Das war ja gut versteckt. Also, die verstecken muss halt morgens früh genug aufhören, bevor die ersten
Fußballer kamen. Die Qualitäten auch wirklich dann.
Das hat sich dann jetzt angefangen zu mischen, weil wir wussten, dass wir dann auch dann nicht.
Es gibt so viele verschiedene Möglichkeiten, das gut zu verstehen, ne? Was wir da machen.
Nö. Vielleicht können wir diese mit.
Und manchmal klingen sie halt
Batterien locken.
Irgendwie sowas
mal weh. Also, irgendwas braucht man natürlich schon. Man
braucht fast so eine Art PPA-Modell.
Ja, sowas, ja. Und dann wahrscheinlich wird es trotzdem noch ein Tempelhof aus dem Feld, also so ein neuer Riesenpark. Ehemalige Flughafen Tempelhof.
Nö.
Ja.
Kann mich
das
schwer.
Das ist schon ein enormer Raum.
Ich habe auch so eine Taste bei mir.
Ja. Okay. Ach so.
Sehr praktisch.
Ja, das ist.
Und dann wahrscheinlich auch alles noch bezahlbar. Also es hat das hat immer so ein etablierter Standard ist, wo du keine Patente mehr zu zahlen sind und eigentlich alles lang schon bekannt ist. Ja.
Schlafrhythmusstörung hatte.
Naja.
Angeschrien, ich hab Hunger. So richtig so, wie so ein Vogel im Netz. So.
Das ist eher so China-Deutschland sozusagen.
Ich hab Hunger. Brot mit Fisch. Küche, der Kühlschrank war leer. Game in der Erde. Alles ganz gut. Ja, ja.
Ja, so, okay. Hm.
Ja, unbedingt zurück.
Hm.